Yesterday over the Angels, and man, the season is wrapping up very quickly. For more information on everything going on at AmFam Field with the Brew Crew, we bring in Marty Ronsky, COO of your Milwaukee Brewers. Good morning, Marty. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Jen. I am great. Hey, you know, the morning after a win these days is nothing but glorious.
Well, and a sweep to add to that. Obviously, the Brewers will start a series against the Cardinals on the road, then San Diego, and then back at home for the final regular season series against the Reds. What do you guys have planned for the fans for that series?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, that is always such a fun series. Fans know that series always includes Fan Appreciation Night, which is, you know, we do things like give away cars, give away autographed jerseys, and all of those good things. So that is Saturday, September 27th, is Fan Appreciation Day. September 26th, so the day before that, is Harry Potter Night. Those tickets, the Harry Potter package is sold out, Jen, but we do have some tickets left for that game day as well. So there's right now, there's tickets for all three of those Reds games, and we need people here to finish this thing off.
Okay, yeah, but we already know, Cruz in the playoffs. I got to know, Marty, how do I get my tickets?
All right. So there's two ways, okay? On sale for all single-game tickets for the playoffs is next Tuesday at 10 a.m. Okay, Tuesday at 10 a.m., you can go online and show up at our box office. You can call our box office. We are on sale. Now, if you're not a particularly patient person and you'd like to get out in front of that, there is another way that you can get postseason strips today, and that is by calling our box office or jumping online and buying and becoming a 2026 season seat member. So 20-game, 40-game, 80-game, this is not just, you know, you got to buy the whole thing in order to be able to be a member. But if you do that, you will get immediate access to postseason strips, and those are actually at a discount and from what the regular price will be. So if you jump on now, you get the strip at a discount. Otherwise, next Tuesday it is, single game tickets for the division series. Now, guys, if we end up and we knock on wood, right? I mean, six is our magic number right now. All signs point to we're great. But if we do end up needing to play in the wild card, those tickets will be on sale on Tuesday as well.
Marty Ronsky joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Chris reminds me on the YouTube stream that it is not a sweep yet, Jen. The Brewers still play the Angels today. And then he says, Craig Capuano is pitching. Which is a great callback to my error earlier in the show. Appreciate you, Chris. You're absolutely right. Obviously, the game a little bit later today at 6:40. So I love these theme nights. I love that you guys are doing the Hogwarts thing. As you mentioned, it is sold out, but tickets still available. Just remind everybody, Marty, how important it is for the fans to come out. I know everybody's looking ahead to the postseason. I know people are excited about getting out to the ballpark and celebrating another playoff push by the Brewers. But for these final games, whether it be today or whether it be that homestand, how important is it for the fans to be behind the Crew as they make this push? The players always talk about the significance of the crowd.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the most amazing things about being a Wisconsin sports fan. I say it all the time. The guys on the field, when you talk to them, and this goes back for many, many years, our fans are so amazing and show up no matter what. And the guys notice it. They play better when they hear it. I mean, if you were in here last night, right, like I actually left one part of the ballpark and went to the other, and all you could hear was the Let's Go Brewers chant, and it was loud. I was thinking, like, the windows were open. I'm like, this is like being heard downtown. That makes it has a huge impact on the players. And so when I say we like need to continue to show up, we rely on that. And that's one of the reasons, Jen, that when you talk about things like these theme nights that we do, the giveaways we do, we are trying to give back to those friends that are showing up or for those, yes, friends and fans that are showing up for us. So it's so incredibly important. And let me just say, I personally, no matter what Chris says, I just think you're clairvoyant. And you know that today's game is going to be a win, right. And therefore we've got a sweep. So, you know, we're in good shape.
That's right. I'm manifesting. That's what we call it.
That's right. And I'm all about that.
Marty, who's responsible for the stuff you end up putting on the scoreboards on those theme nights? Because you mentioned, again, Harry Potter's coming up next week. You got that on Friday night. But I just absolutely loved, during Bark in the Park night, of showing all the Phillies players as cats. Like that was one of my favorite things. But you guys have done a bunch of that, whether it's like Star Wars night, you got to come up with the fun names. Who's responsible for doing all that during those theme nights?
I can tell you who it's not, and that's me, without a phone in my body. But I will tell you, they do make you laugh out loud. They're so incredibly creative in those kind of underhanded messages. Just absolutely love it. But I would, Tom Heck, Jamie Patton and her team in Scoreboard, and then our incredibly, Sharon McNally and her team in our marketing group, work together on all these kinds of things to decide how, what that creativity is going to look like. So, it is, I mean, Jamie and her group are, you know, Jamie's been doing this a long time. She is such a firecracker. The things that she comes up with to do in game that are just, you know, like I said, they're subtle little messages that our fans end up appreciating so incredibly much. So, you know, it's one thing to turn the outs and the strikes and the balls to bones, right? But then when you actually watch and if you read the board, right, those fun facts end up becoming just utterly hilarious.
Oh, those are great
ways to entertain.
But yeah, also, yeah, like the self-deprecation, because I think it was last year when the Scoreboard team put up something that wasn't maybe the funnest effect for Ellie De La Cruz, and then he goes off, right? But then the next day, the Scoreboard goes, no fun facts from us, thank you for asking, you know, when Ellie's up there. So the self-deprecation of it as well is always fun.
Yes, and it's, you know, just staying on the ball. This is, again, these are the kinds of things that just makes me so happy. When you talk about, you know, we do 81 of these events a year. It's so many, and to stay fresh and to try to keep, you know, all of our fans entertained and ourselves entertained, frankly, you know, it takes a lot of being on the ball. And I can't tip my hat enough to the fans that keep showing up, the fans like you that notice those kinds of things. Because you can have 20 people in this ballpark, right? And there's so much to look at and so much to do. They may not notice, but if nothing else, we're entertained by it. Absolutely.
And Marty, there's a video circulating on social media right now. I gotta be honest with you. I don't even know what it was. It might have been a Marlins game. And the person is basically taking their phone and showing around the stadium. Yeah. And it is just a smattering. It is just the
good sections attendance available down in Miami.
Exactly. Good sections still available. And it just reminds you of how lucky we are to have such a rabid, passionate, engaged, knowledgeable fan base here in Milwaukee with the Milwaukee Brewers. I do see on the website, MLB.com/Brewers/tickets/specials, that College Night is tonight, presented by Northwestern Mutual. How can college students enjoy today's game at AmFam Field?
Absolutely. So we have a college ticket package. It's got a $15 concessions voucher. I say take a study break. You know, that's whatever you want to call that break. I'm going to go with study break. Take a break and come out and join us. There is that special ticket. Jump online. You can also just truly Google Jen Student Nights at American Family Field. It will pop up, take you to our website, and you can grab those tickets as well. And like I said, it's a discounted ticket with a $15 concessions voucher attached to it. We love having those college kids out here. School's back in full swing. And, you know, let's remember, too, like it was Wednesday night during school yesterday. And like I said, the chants and things. So when we talk about the excitement in here, it is not like in those other ballparks. It is exciting. It's alive and it's a great place for those college kids to come take a little break.
All right. Magic number to clinch the Central's down to 6. Do you guys have like a whiteboard that you erase in the front office? And then, you know, like it was somebody's job today. Like it was 7. Then somebody has to come in this morning, erase it and put a 6. Is that somebody's job in inside the front office?
So, Gabe, you know how we all are in sports, right? We are so superstitious. We are so, like, the fact of even acknowledging that for some people is, like, more than we can bear. So, you know, we all know it. Like, you go to bed thinking about it. And truly, right? Like, okay, what is it going to take? And we watch all day long, right? What did this team do? What did these guys do? What's the score there? And we get really mad at, like, teams that we have crushed, but then they don't win against teams we want them to win against. We like, you know, the whole thing, it goes on and on, right? We're like, how could they lose? You know, how could they do this to us? So it gets very personal and yet so superstitious. So, you know, if you've got that countdown, it is like in your drawer where no one can see it. And then we just kind of whisper to one another where we're at. We're still at 6.
Well,
right?
But you have to, be prepared for it, Marty, because you guys always have so much great stuff. Like I've got the postseason T-shirt on today. They clinched the Central. You got to have Central, you know, NL Central merch that's got to hit the merch store and in the team store. So I appreciate that you guys are hush hush, but I know you guys are prepared for it.
Oh yeah, we're ready to roll. Believe me, we're ready for every scenario you can imagine. We just don't really talk about it, but you know, internally, like it's like do your thing and let's go. No. We are completely planned. We have every contingency plan. You know, one of the things about the way the playoffs are structured now in baseball is you like don't necessarily know what you're doing next until you're truly down to the wire. We've unfortunately, you know, we've had that experience. We had that experience last year and have had it before. And so you just have to sort of be ready for anything. And so we are, right? We've got to go on sale tickets next Tuesday. We don't really know exactly which game we're selling. We're going with the DS, right? We're selling that. If we need to sell wild card because we're not sure where we're at, we'll sell that too. We've got some other fun things that we have planned for fans that have yet to be announced that we are, you know, are going to host. So those are things that are ready to roll here. So we got a lot going on. You know, we're looking into watch parties and for various series and all sorts of things like that. So, you know, believe me, our crew in the front office is not sitting back and resting on, you know, the countdown here. We're ready to go. We're going to make the best of this and really just keep having a great time with it.
Last thing for you, Marty, before we let you go, Joshy and I did a pretty good job on today's top 8 at 8. All right. Gabe's category was Brewers pitchers with 200 or more strikeouts in a season. There was only one guy that we couldn't get. Ugh. How do you think you would have fared on that list?
Not well.
Really?
Not well. I wouldn't have.
And, so you don't think you would have gotten Doug Davis either? That makes me feel a little bit better, if I'm being honest.
Oh, my God. Like, no chance. There is truly no chance. I would have gotten... You had to do 8?
Yeah, so 8 players have ever struck out 200 batters in Brewers history.
Okay, give me... Tell me the top 5.
So we did it in order of, like, the most... So Ben Sheet struck out the most in a season. He had 264. Yep. Then Corbin was next on that list. Teddy Higuera. Back in the 80s, Brandon Woodruff, and then Freddie.
Okay, I would have had 3 of those, at least maybe 4 with Burns. I think I would have done Teddy. I don't think I would have. I get this is where we were just talking about this last night, actually, right? The sort of when you merge recent history and a little further past history, I gotta study this offseason, like where all that still falls, because look. So many of those guys you're talking about, right, are like since I've been here, mm-hmm. which is amazing, right? This team's been around a long time, and yeah, I've been here a long time, and I'm kind of ancient, but like that's pretty incredible that number of the top 8 are really from our recent history. What I thought you were going to do is tease me about the fact that I reached out to Joshy about fantasy football.
Oh, no,
that's
yeah.
what I well, thought. I mean, where I thought you were going there.
I wanted to follow up to see how your son is doing because we did bring up that you reached out to Joshy for his fantasy football expertise.
You guys, this was the greatest. I had just been with you guys the last time, and he was talking about fantasy football, and I get home. It had to have been the next day or something, and my son, who is just out of college, working constantly, he's like, Mom, I got to go do this fantasy draft. And normally, like, I'm all over this stuff. He's like, I feel so old. I've been, you know, in the office constantly. I'm not on top of this. I go, time out. I have a friend in high places. And literally on a whim, I text Josh and I'm like, hey, like, do not respond. But anyway, he sends me like, oh my God. I'm like, holy cow. Like this stuff's all flying in, these recommendations, all his thoughts. And I thought my son would be like, Mom, you've completely humiliated me. Like, what are you doing? He's like, tell Josh, he is the greatest human being on the planet. He's going to save me from utter humiliation, right? So it's going incredibly well. He literally read it all and went and did his thing. So grateful to Joshy. And, you know, these bros got to watch out for bros, right? You got to watch out for each other. And now what I get to enjoy on the rare moments that I actually see him is like, he's, you know, looking at a score and he's like, I better have started that guy. Oh my God, did I not start him? Yeah, that whole 9 yards. But so hats off, incredibly grateful for all the tips, pro tips all around. From
I just want to let you know, Marty.
I use my resources.
I just want to let you know, Joshy is having an otherworldly stretch right now. Yesterday on our show, Adam Schefter was like hurling compliments at our guy, Joshy, right? And now you come on and your son called
I'm
him the greatest, what was it? The greatest human? The greatest person?
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't get much better than this, Joshy.
I know. We're just going to give Josh his hat tip moment because, A, the fact that he responded to me at all, like this crazy woman who's like, lady, you're a guest on our show. Why are you like doing this? But I just thought, you know, hey, we're all friends here. Let's see. We got to take advantage of people's expertise in all these areas. And lo and behold, he saved us.
Well, Marty, you know to ask for the sale. That's the reality, okay? You know that success in any industry is asking for the sale. She's Marty Ronsky,
right.
COO of your Milwaukee Brewers, giving us the lowdown on the ticket specials and the way that they are appreciating fans for Fan Appreciation Night on the final home series at AmFam Field in the regular season, of course. Thanks, Marty.
Thanks, you guys. Have a great one and go Brewers.
Got to take a break. Wrap up the show right after
quickly,
this.
I just want to point out, Joshy is 0-2 in the ESP Milwaukee Fantasy Football
League. I am also 2-0 in all my other leagues. So, hey, you know, you win some, you lose some. For your next big event, Noble Catering has to be your first call. Southeastern Wisconsin's premier craft caterer, preferred by over 30 venues in the area, and coming in the spring of 2026, Noble's new headquarters, Brixton's Turn, a 400-person event venue located in the heart of Bayview's Harbor District. Have beverage needs for that upcoming party? Neat Beverage Catering offers mobile bartending to elevate the event. For all your catering needs for any special event, please go to NobleCateringCo.com.